They won't care. We could vote them all off the ALAC, but unfortunately that actually takes a vote of a significant number of the whole ALAC, not just the people who were in the room. I'm game. Those who are here get their bar. I'm keeping the whole bar. It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you please take your seats? We are going to start in 1 minute. 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. Take them anywhere you want to take them. Possibly keeping them in the room. This is a message to at-large staff. Are we ready? Thank you. So, welcome back from this very short coffee break. We now are going to have a session on discussion of the CCWG on INI transition issues. CCWG on accountability and CWG on INI transition. And we had a session yesterday afternoon that was very informative. This is just going to go a little bit further. I think we probably have an update, further updates on where we're moving towards as far as accountability is concerned. And what the ALAC red lines, I think, be, since there is likely to be some negotiating place this week, there is pressure for consensus to be found before Thursday. That's in a few days' time. We need to be absolutely clear about what this community in this room and following us remotely and, of course, internet users out there would like to have. So what our preferences are. I'll turn the floor over to Alan Greenberg for a summary of where the cross-community working group is at the moment. And no doubt there have been some 100-and-something emails since last night, so let's see where things are moving. And then, of course, open the floor for all of the participants and everyone who has a thought about this process to have a say. So over to Alan Greenberg.
Thank you very much. This is the first meeting that the ALAC and regional leaders have formally had on this subject at this meeting, but I believe the majority of you were at the session yesterday. I know there are a few exceptions, and I don't think we have the ability to review it. To those, I apologize, and we can try to do that privately. I am not actually aware of any substantive change that we know of since yesterday. There have been some emails. I don't believe they have announced anything earth-shattering. Has been a board meeting yesterday. I have not heard any outcome of it, so I don't know what the results of that was. Someone might. Cheryl, you implied you might know. Do you want to speak about it? Let me frame it before you speak. As we recounted yesterday, there was very significant movement within the CWG in the last few days. The essential movement was a seeming acknowledgement, although not really spoken, that the designator model will largely be acceptable to a good part of the CC, specifically the sole designator model, which means the ACs and designator implies appointment of directors and potentially removal. The difference between what we are right now, where the ALAC and at large is effectively a designator, though it isn't mentioned as such in the bylaws, the difference between the sole designator and the current designator model, where the GNSO, for instance, is also presumably a designator but not mentioned, is that in the sole designator model, although we may have control over who we name, we actually funnel it through this single entity that represents the whole community. And that's about the only difference. The intent is that via bylaws we provide the designator with some other powers also, but they're not really there because they're designators. The membership model, which was previously on the table, is very similar, except members have a number of other powers under California law, some of which are particularly dangerous if we don't have suitable accountability community, and there are some of us who feel that we do not have. So that's where we sit right now. The last issue, the last update I had was a significant part of the board are willing to accept the designator model. De facto is what we have right now. It would be rather astounding if they weren't willing to accept it because they'd be rejecting the current status quo. However, there has been a significant reluctance to accept the sole designator on with the belief that there are other powers that designators might have. I have never been able to get that list of powers identified because the only other powers the designator might have are the ones that go into the bylaws, and ultimately the board controls the bylaws. Nevertheless, there was some reluctance. I understand that might have been discussed at a board meeting yesterday. And I'll turn it over to Cheryl if she wants to say anything, or you may not say anything.
I may, but how likely is that I may not? Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. In fact, Alan, other than supporting absolutely what you've just said, I simply wanted to correct the record from our update of yesterday, where if I could get down on bended knee and get back up, I would, but I won't. I'll just stand here. Leon and I, as we discovered at our 7 a.m. meeting this morning, have in fact misled you all slightly. So I do apologise, and I want to correct the record. When it comes to the removal of individual board member, which we discussed yesterday as an outcome of our very successful breakout sessions, both Leon and I, must have been in a fugue state somewhere at the time, assumed exactly because of how you've described the role of sole or otherwise, that once the escalation process happens, once all the community to-ing and fro-ing goes on, and once the entity, the legal entity, the designator, might be a personal bias, it is, that would be the entity that actioned any... You, Alan, however, thought that it went back to the appointing body. And you, according to where the work part, where the breakout group was, are correct. That is where the breakout group did end up. So we were wrong saying that it stopped at the what is the designator. I have a problem with that because I don't quite understand the purpose of taking it beyond that. But we can work on that in the next couple of days. But I did want to correct the record. You and others were correct. Fine print where Leon and I hadn't gone all the way across the page. That is still open for discussion. But the as tribe designator makes sense, honestly, either way.
Yeah, thank you very much, Cheryl. The issue for those who are now even more confused is the directors currently appointed by large or the SOs are appointed by at large or the SOs, period. In the designator, in the sole designator model, the selection would be done by the large or the SOs, and a secret little note written, not a secret, essentially would be transmitted to the designator entity for formally appointing the person. My understanding was the removal was the same thing. The major difference, and it is a major difference, is currently the selection is done wholly within the body. So the GNSO does not come to us and say, what do you think about reappointing Bruce as our director? He's not eligible for reappointment, by the way. In the removal process, they would be obliged to say, we are thinking about removing Bruce halfway through his term. What do you think about it? And let's talk about it. If indeed they decided to continue, formal decision would be theirs, passed on to the designator for act or action. That, however, is the proposal out of a small work group yesterday, not being considered by the CCWG, and I really don't want to debate the merits here. We those of us who have been doing it for a while, repeat each of our arguments, and that's not needed, but just for clarity. So, Cheryl, the absence of saying anything says you do not have any input you can share with us regarding the board discussion. Okay. So that is still up in the arms. The sole designator model and the multiple designator model operationally has really minimal changes. One of the differences is In the sole designator model, although only a few SOs and ACs are really designators, acting with the function of designators, they operate through the sole designator. The other powers, which have nothing to do with board members, such as bylaw approval, would also be enacted by the designator on behalf of all of the ACs and SOs. That could still work with multiple designators. I think the real difference we have right now is one of mindset and where the CCWG is. We moved away from a multiple designator model a number of months ago, not as a conscious decision, but it was simply taken over by the sole member model. The CCWG has made very significant movement, or at least seemed to be moving in a place where many people have been quite flexible and given up what they believe is the, they may give up, they haven't made the decision yet, member model. If the board comes back and says, we've not changed our mind, we are adamant to say exactly what we said a month and a half ago, that will, I think, send a message that the board is saying my way or no way. And even though the two positions may be almost invisibly close to each other, there's going to be a reluctance for the CCWG to move more without similar movement board. Now, that could be fixed in a matter of time. We have at this point about 24 hours. Well, 27 hours because it's till tomorrow afternoon. So I don't know where, I have nothing more to say on that. I have a number of hands up. We have, I think Shun was first, and then Olivier, and then...
This is Shun for the transcript record.
This paper's fine.
I intend to also talk about the individual board removal, but I guess I'll just leave that based on what Alan has said. I think I need to get some clarification. You mentioned that the board actually, there's some tendency, unofficial tendency, that some board members are in support of the designator model, but not the sole model. So I'd like to get some clarification on that. Is there a reason why they're actually supporting designator, that is multiple designator as so? Then I think it's important to get some clarifications in terms of whether indeed the CCWG are actually the direction of designator, because apart from Leon, I don't see that sense of understanding from the remaining two co-chairs based on what they have actually said in other communities, like within the GAC, for instance, in response to Fadi's comment that he made in GAC, and the transcript is also within the CCWG to follow up with. The third thing that raise also is that in a situation, what is the status or the view of ALAC now? If peradventure it happens that the CCWG thinks that it's not moving from the member model, does the ALAC have a very strong conviction, irrespective of whatever happened, it will not support a member model? I think we need to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay. We are setting a timer now, and we'll be going on for future speakers. This is the first time the ALAC has met subject since we approved our last statement. ALAC does not have a position. We may well before this period is over. Now, you said that you have not seen, I haven't seen what Fadi said. If someone else can summarize in 1 minute or less, that would be nice. My understanding, what I just said, is what my reading of the signs, the tea leaves, as it were, are about the CCWG. Not made a decision to abandon evaluating both of them. My reading, words that are said and much private discussion, is that the CCWG, especially chartering organizations, would likely be, per my reading of the signs, and Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier, Cameron. I'm going to be an ALAC member for another 4 days. If a vote comes on a membership model, my vote would be no. Be very clear about that. Now, with regards to the discussion that we had a bit earlier regarding the removal of board members, my position is I think if an individual supporting organization or advisory committee is able to remove its own board member for whatever reason it has, that transforms a board member into a politician. A board member cannot then act in the best interest of ICANN. It has to think, ooh, am I likely to be kicked out if I do this? So that's a real concern. When you mentioned the removal process, and Cheryl mentioned that single designator model, I wanted to sort of clarification on this. Does that mean that the appointing body consults with the other SOs and ACs regarding that board member they wish to remove? If the other SOs and ACs do not agree with it, are they bound to by this, or is it just a consulting thing where they say, well, you don't agree with it, we're still going to kick them out?
The answer is it is a discussion process. The decision, according to the small work group, breakout group yesterday, don't put any more weight to it than that, is that the AC or SO that elected them has the sole discretion to, after the discussion and input, to take the action. Now, my candid position is, if any AC and SO ever decides to do this, there's a high probability that in the quiet discussion they would have with their director prior to any of this formal starting, the director would probably resign. Almost all likelihood before any of the formal part starts. Again, my personal opinion. But watching how other organizations and how the ALAC on occasion has removed people, that is... Now, that being said, Olivier, in this discussion right now, I would really appreciate if people not restate their positions that they've stated many, fighting for something. We're trying to update the overall group.
Resigning under duress, that would be then.
Under duress, which no one officially knows about. Bujani.
Thank you very much. I received your message. First of all, I'd like to say that I have the same feeling that you have about the CCWG readiness to accept the sole designator model, the sole designator model. Second point, I was on the group day, the removal of individual board members, and I was one of most supporters, and the chair of this group told me, you must be there, you have this position. And Olivier, the difference between the statement of ILAC and the statement of APO was this point. One of the difference was this point, exactly. So we will not come back to that, but I can explain you very clearly the outcome of the subgroup play was that the removal of individual board members would be done by the designator, if you want, the entity who appointed him or her on the board. There is two important steps in the process. Step is the community forum, discussion inside the community forum of this removal. It means that this SO will come to the community forum, will announce and will say, I want to remove this director because this. And the director will be there and will say, no, this is not right. I was like this. So there is the SO who exposed the case and the director who can defend himself. This is one phase. Second phase, when after this discussion, if the SO is still willing to remove his board member, the SO or AC, thank you, the SO or AC has to ask formally all the other SO and ACs about their point of view, what they think about that, and they have to receive an answer from them. And after that, formally, yes. And after that, he will have the sole right to remove or not to remove the director. Now, coming back to what Sean said, I, as a person, am not ready to accept any member model because several things. The board think that the full designator model is better, because they think that if you put it as a sole member, as a sole designator, we will concentrate all the powers in this designator, sole designator. I explained them that it is the contrary. If you use the sole designator model, you will have the decision, the power, distributed among the whole community inside this sole. But if you don't do, you will have any GNSO, for example, can come, can go and do whatever they want. And this is capture.
I've put myself in the queue since we seem to have started the substantive discussion. In terms of the sole designator and the multiple designator, there are, as far as I can tell, no functional differences. Many board members have been convinced through whatever process, and I won't try to go into the discussions that are not public, made a number of statements saying they should be public, but they're not. There is a strong belief that through some form of magic or something else, the sole designate powered with extra powers that would be damaging to ICANN. I do not know. One of the problems is they view the concept sole designator, which, remember, the term is a misnomer. It's a sole entity happens to pass on the designator powers. That sole entity also has other powers, such as bylaw approval. There is a belief in the board that you can do that through ACs and SOs and have it enforceable under law without forming that sole entity. I believe they are incorrect. Their proposal says the ACSO chairs will be the legal entity that will power. As an ACSO chair, I have a problem with that. Number one, there are potential liabilities, legal or financial or otherwise. Potential. I don't know what they are, and I'm not going to pretend to know what they are in whatever country the lawsuit is taken. I'm going to exceed my two-minute interval. And ICANN has said they'll indemnify me, and I'm not sure I trust that sufficiently, number one. Number two, if I decide on my own behalf to take that kind of action, there's a significant time cost to me. They cannot indemnify me for. They cannot say, I'll pay you back the week. And number two, when I step down as chair and Olivier comes back, there is no way legally.
Same faces.
Same faces. We're going to rotate back and forth between the rest of us until we die.
Exchangeable Canadian.
Well, never mind. That was a joke for the record. However, the significant impact is there is no way under law that I'm aware of for me to take a lawsuit that I personally have taken and say, oops, not me anymore, it's him. You know, so there are significant problems. The problems are resolved by forming an entity, an unincorporated association, which must be formed before the event that you're fixing, which means it has to exist from the beginning. As far as I can tell, not at all distinguishable community mechanism as a sole something. So I think the models are almost identical. There has been a belief in many among many board members that there are some other powers. I don't know what they are. However, that's the between the two designators. Issue of membership. The last statement the ALAC made said, and I'll try to quote not quite verbatim, we are prepared to accept the proposal of the CCWG, which was a sole member model, but we find it too complex, cumbersome, too scary, not a word we used, but that was implied, and it's not the way we want to go. But if the rest of the CCWG, including the board, that was written before the board came out with their statement, if the rest of the CCWG, including the board, were willing to go along with it, we would all. We were not going to be the organization to try to stop it. Now that I believe, and again, it's my personal belief, we may find out in a few minutes it's shared by other people. We know it's shared by at least one other person, that the designator model is likely to be acceptable to the CCWG. I am prepared to withdraw my support for the member. Now that I think there is an alternative. And before the end of this meeting, and when do we end? 12:30. Before the end of this meeting in 35 minutes, I would like to hold a vote of the current ALAC to whether we are prepared to make that a formal statement that we are not supporting the member model and are supporting a designator model of one form or another. We'll be calling that question sometime or so, and I would like some thoughts from people on that. I'm not trying to stop discussion on other things, but I would like some thoughts. Here we have Shun and then Sebastian. Sorry, Sebastian and then Shun? Fine, Sebastian, sorry.
That's okay. Enfin, s'il vous plaît. Merci beaucoup.
Very much. We have in front of us to make a choice regarding the content. We have three or four words to use: designator or member, or sole or multiple. Question for me is, what is the most important? For me, it is to choose one structure and only one structure, which is going to become a legal structure. This is more important than the choice of the word designator or member. So my choice would be to have only one structure. And for the second word, second term, prefer designator. It's for me a better term than member. But the sole term, sole, is more important. One suggestion, I talked about it yesterday, I think it is important for us to choose and to change, sorry, the terms. And I suggest to call the proposal a coordinated proposal. Coordinated. Coordinated sole designator in English. That would be clearer in English. It's not only one person who does everything, but it's the coordination of all the people inside the ICANN that become one voice, which is the voice of the sole designator. Thank you very much.
Very much. I'll give you my personal opinion since I have the microphone. I don't want the chair to answer every question. I don't much care what the name is, and if we can come up with something which is people less, you have my blessing. Shun.
Thank you. There's technical. I agree that technically there's no difference between the sole member and the designator. I mean, sole designator and the member.
Multiple designator.
Okay, so multiple designator and the sole designator. Because technically, all still will still boil down to threshold of before the power gets executed. The sole designator threshold will happen not as designators, but when it's time to be executed, it will be as a designator. So it's still the same thing technically. However, I think the aspect that makes it differ is in the area of whether all SOs and ACs who want to formally be recognized as designators. And I think that question is yet to be clarified. Have they indicated that they are actually willing to be designators? And then for the sole designator model, I asked the question yesterday whether the issue we had with membership, sole membership, was actually being addressed within the sole designator, where some SOs or AC, some ACs said they wouldn't want to participate in that process. And the understanding I got was that it has been addressed. So it means that, yeah. Then the other thing I wanted to mention is that I think it's fine to get consensus, like voting on the membership part now. I would suggest that we'll still leave the designator open for now, and not necessarily say we will prefer designator, because I think within the group I participated in, the subgroup of enforcement, we recognize that even what we want to achieve could be achieved without necessarily saying this is designator. Thank you.
Thank you. I can answer both of those questions, and I'll go to my colleagues on the CCWG if they think I'm wrong, but I believe I'm correct on both. Number one, are all ACs and SOs designators? No. The term designator is a term in law, has to do with appointing board members. The only designators today are the ASO, the GNSO, CCNSO, and at large, period. Now, that doesn't say at some time in the future some other organization may appoint board members, and if that decision is made, then those other would become designators as well. It's a term in law related to appointing board members. And in answer to something Sebastian said yesterday, liaisons are not board members as such. Therefore, they are ones who appoint board members are not under California law. Appoint liaisons are not a designator. So that part is really clear. That's a point in law. Will all of the ACs and SOs participate? One of the things in the current model is that we decided to ask each AC and SO, are you in or are you out? And several of them have made clear they're out. The current proposal, again from a working group, a breakout group yesterday, is that we will not ask. Pass a fundamental bylaw requires under the proposal, not approved, the approval of four ACs and SOs. Notice, didn't use the word designator. ACs and SOs as defined in the current bylaws and not more than one of them objecting. Proposal not adopted, but if it were adopted, that would be the rule, period. Any of the seven ACs and SOs can say, yes, I want to support it, no, I object to it, or be silent. Enough are silent, we don't get the majority, we don't get the four, and it doesn't happen. That addresses the issues, and I think that's pretty definitive. Don't think it's subjective at this point, but it's based on a model that is proposed by a breakout group. Julie, go ahead. It's out of order, but I believe it's on that subject.
It is. Just a point of clarification, too, that the level of support required, and I was in that breakout group, so I know what was discussed and suggested, but for the different powers, slightly different levels of support were recommended, not yet accepted, but there for some of the powers that required strong support, a level of four, so an AC support was required, and for some of the others where it was not deemed to be quite as critical, a level of three SO and AC supports. But for all of them, it was no more than one objection. Thank you.
Although some people said on hold...
Julie Hammer for the record. Yeah.
It's Alan speaking. Although some people, I'm one of them, suggested that for bull board removal, it should be more than four, or alternately, a single objection is enough. That's up for grabs. Sebastian, you're next.
To somebody else, please.
Sorry, I misunderstood your hand signal. Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Capalablon speaking. I'd like to support Sean's proposal of not openly supporting the single designator model, saying, well, you know, we're still considering this. It's on the table, depending on what the circumstances are and the different details of the designator model. And, of course, saying no to the membership model. We've already discussed that.
Just for clarity, I said I was going to ask the group, modifiable, of course, should we wish, membership model. I'm happy to be silent.
No, but it doesn't mean that a single designator model is the only model that might be other models.
I already said that I believe the single designator and the multiple designator are effectively the same once you have an implementable version of both. I don't much care. Other people...
The board has another view as well. So I think at the time we should still be open to see whether there might be more.
I thought I just was open.
Something.
I said I don't care. That, how much more open can you be?
Okay, so my concern is coming back to the director, the director from the board. The process which you've explained, Tijani, is a bit of a concern. Thing is transparent and I can. And having a board member stand before can be a kangaroo court, I guess, on the reasons for their being kicked out of the board, transcribed in public, recorded, etc., etc. Do you think that any person with stellar career throughout their life, nominated by NOMCOM or by organization, would then take the risk to stand on the board or something like this? They would resign, yes, but anyway, it just doesn't sound right.
Tijani, I'll give you the answer to that. I don't know if that's a new card or not, but you can answer the specific question. We'll go on to back to the regular queue.
Thank you. You're right, Olivier, but this forum, this discussion inside the forum, will make the SO think million times before the removal of the board. Of the director, because they will be in front of all people explaining why they want to remove him. So if this board member have done something very very serious, I think that he will resign immediately. But if they want to remove him because he didn't get the position that their narrow interest want them to push him to take it, I think in this case they will think a million times before asking for removal. This is why we insisted on the forum. Thank you.
The next speaker is Stefano.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So, I first of all, thank you much for the explanation about the words, let's say, designated. Now I understand it. The day before, it was not so clear to me. Then, now the designator looks to be a more a solution even for the CCW. And looking at the plural or singular, the single designator or multiple designator, you explained it very well that the two hypotheses have not so big a difference. In my opinion, the use of singular could be much more accessible and could reflect the nature multi-stakeholder of the ICANN. And because this means that all the SOs and all the is have to find an agreement. The Latin used the term that divide et impera. Perhaps for the board to have the plural is more meaningful because they say, okay, before they do something wrong with us, with the board, then it's better that the singular entities are not unique, let's say. So in the end, I'm very well. I agree that maybe is more acceptable the singular designator. And in the end, just for the GAC, for example, what is really the meaning and what is important is how the powers are reflected, how many members in the board, how many from this ACs or this GNSO and so on. This is the real problem that will be debated because we want to understand absolutely how the forces and the power are inside of the board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Sebastian. John. Then he's not on the queue right now. Then I'm next in the queue. sorry? And okay. The queue, for the record, is me, Tijani, and Shun. I haven't seen any other hands at this point. If you missed one, please let me know. Two things to answer earlier questions. In terms of directors and the issue that... Let me pass this by you. Right now, AC and SO directors, for the most part, certainly SO, the AC one, us, we're new at this game, really renew their directors. So the vast majority of directors, if the person it chooses to stay on, is renewed. Very rare. So we are now talking about a group that thinks their director is evil today, but they will reappoint them. I don't think a lot of those directors are going to get removed because they're likely will be reappointed anyway, and their groups have supported them. Those who might be removed through whatever the process is, some of them may well deserve it. Some of them, the group may be convinced through the process it's not worth the effort to try to remove. Now, there's an edge case of a director who's going to be removed for reasons that the AC or SO is determined to do it and goes ahead and does it anyway. That's a very small fraction. And we accept directors on the board right now who are close to incompetent. We let them sit out their three-year term. That's a cost of doing business. And the cost of doing business is occasionally, very occasionally, we lose someone who's good through an invalid process. We have had director resignations over the years, at least some of them not completely voluntary. We don't know which ones, but we can guess. Was that fair? Who knows? That's life. So nothing is perfect. So in terms of directors, thank you. In terms of single versus multiple, as I've said, I don't like the term single designator because people then assume that the other community powers are attributed to the designator, but they're not. We are going to have to create an entity that has the other powers. And the designator model, the designator, if it's a single one, is a pass-through. So I really don't see the two models as being particularly different. By using the sole designator, it implies we have to explain something to people, whereas if ACs and SOs are designators. That's almost invisible. The multiple one is a little bit nicer to me, if, you know, assuming we do it properly. But I don't really know a functional difference. So I'm not going to make a big... Next we have Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. I disagree with you, unfortunately. There is a big difference between the two models, the sole designator and the full designator model. The most important difference, you are thinking about the designator because you are thinking about designator of board on the members on the board. That's all. That's why you say it is the same and it's a pass-through. In reality, the designator has statutory rights and the designator will exercise the powers. So if it is a sole designator, it will be only one designator, sole designator, who will have the right to exercise the powers. No one of the SO or ACs will have the right to exercise any power. Alone is inside the sole designator that they have.
Now, just clarification, when you say the powers, tell me which powers are we talking
about.
Because it makes a difference.
The five powers that we are talking about in the UG. Yeah. Removal of the whole board. Okay. So there is a big difference because in the full designator models, any SO or AC can have the statutory right and can exercise the powers alone, without any consultation, without anything. They have the right. They have the legal right to do so. So I think that the sole designator is much better because it will make the power distributed among the community inside the sole designator model. It's not finished. Another difference, big difference. We use the full designator model. We will have only the three SOs and ALAC, and those are the only one who has the rights and who has the possibility to exercise the powers. If we are in the sole designator model, and if we use the consensus and not the voting system, any SO and any AC, will participate in the decision making. There is a big difference. I don't see it. They are the same at all. Thank you.
When my turn comes around, I'll try to explain why I don't think that is the case. Shun?
Yeah, thank you very much, Alan. I like to just say that I think we should be careful to avoid reducing our requirement based on it may never happen scenarios, because the entire CCWG proposal has been based on what if. So I think we should also make sure that the what if of the community capture is also considered thoroughly and is actually evident in our proposals. We've only been applying the what ifs to the board. The fact that individual board member can be removed by a community, an appointing community or appointing SOs, is not consistent with this, with the principles of sole designator. If we are doing that, it's just not consistent with it. So it looks like we are trying to just accept anything that we think is fine and want to move on with it, which is not right. The other thing I want to say is that because it's a matter of when we go out through this cosmetic community engagement process, the question still is who makes the decision to remove the board member. It still goes back to the SO or AC, which is very wrong. And my other question to the to this floor is to ask whether Leon, without actually specifically putting him in on the spot, any other person can answer it. What is the status of stress test 18? Any update in that regard? Thank you.
And I'm next in the queue. The term designator, which we are using incorrectly much of the time, it only applies to board members. So the sole designator only has one power as designator to appoint or withdraw board members according to the instructions of the appropriate group, the NOMCOM or the ACs. Don't really want to debate a lot more whether an AC or SO should be able to do it themselves or not. different people believe different things, and one person saying the other is wrong, I think is stating their opinion. There are different opinions. I personally can live both. I don't particularly care. There are people who believe strongly the other side. So let's not say they're wrong. We agree with them. Okay. In terms of what Tijani was saying, we are using the sole thing. Call it a thing. We'll have the designator powers on behalf of the ACSOs or NOMCOM, and we'll only act according to the bylaws as instructed by them. Sole thing also will, we are imbuing, we are give endowing with other privileges to effectively, among other things, approve bylaws. That will be exercised not by the people who have board approval rights, bylaws, but by all seven ACs and SOs, again, according to the breakout session yesterday. So four ACs and SOs required are all of the seven, regardless of how many are. Why I said the models are the same, because decision whether to veto a bylaw will be made an opportunity for all seven to participate, even if they are not designated. In my mind, and maybe we want to carry it offline, in my mind they are functionally identical. The mechanism is a little, the paperwork is different, but the net result is exactly the same. And someone else, I don't know if Leon or Cheryl wants to weigh in, but that's my understanding of the current state of effect as of the breakout sessions yesterday. That is, all seven ACs and SOs will participate in the other powers, regardless of whether they are designators at all.
This is Leon Sanchez. Yes, you're right. And I mean, I don't know if I'm not being able to actually communicate myself, because I think several times. So I'm, of course, really happy to answer questions. But I really feel like I already spoke about this yesterday and the day before that. And, oh, exactly. So but yes, I'm really happy to clarify. So, but you're right.
Don't confuse those who have the ability to approve directors, as the bylaws say right now, even though we're not using the term, with these new other four powers, which are in today's model, not in the proposal. The proposal, it was only for those who said yes. Now we're not asking, and anyone who at the time decides it's important to participate may participate. Although we think under today's model, the proposal on the table, we might only have three ever participate. Now we're requiring four to do certain things. So that alone. We are 9 minutes before the end of the period. I would like to have that vote of the current ALAC before we finish. So I will. Yeah, no, I see your hand is up. We have two more speakers at this point. Three more speakers. I'm closing the queue. 4 minutes. And Leon wants to say something, I guess. It's only our lunch hour, so no,
it's just
matter.
A quick comment to answer to stress test. It's something that it's being discussed by the GAC. And
I don't know what order you're in. I know Tijani was first, Sebastian, and then Holly. And to account the time, I'm wrong. It's not only lunch hour. There is another meeting starting.
Thank you, Alan. I am not a lawyer. I am an engineer. And I am not English speaker, native English speaker. So I may don't understand English, and I may don't know the law, the jurisdictions. I have seen and have read a table from our legal counsel explaining what the sole designator model can do. Why I said what I said. I am not. I don't know. I am not a lawyer. I don't have knowledge. I cannot say anything. So that's why I said what I said. Thank you.
We are not going to be voting on single versus multiple. Let's carry on the conversation privately and try to make sure everyone has the same understanding. I am neither a lawyer nor an engineer, but I think I know what is on the table, and I can probably interpret the lawyer's long conversation with them afterwards. Have Sebastian next, and then Holly.
Français, s'il vous plaît.
I will speak in French. I'm just a final user, an end user. And when I think in terms of an end user, my worry is that one point, if I understand clearly, we will need to have someone or something or a group, an entity, become a legal entity which will be called a designator to act upon some powers requested by the CCWG. And if we have a multiple model, there is a risk that everyone can become that legal entity without asking the others and can act as a legal entity. Maybe legally it's going to be more complicated, but as far as the image is concerned, why I come back to it, I think it's an important choice. Maybe if you might not agree with me, my first question was, is it only one or one person working alone and can being able to do something? I would choose the soul, the singular, and for me, the rest is less important. But I'm not the one asking the questions. You have my answer to a question you didn't ask.
Yeah, how late the day is, but I'm just going to pick up on a point that Olivier made, is if you've got the designated model, you do, in essence, turn a board member into a politician, because if the appointing body then has the power to remove, there's always in the mind of the board member, who's actually, once you're a board member, you should be loyal to the board. That's all. That's just basic good governance. So if I had that, I would be more comfortable. I think I take Sean's point. We don't vote on that today. We vote on something else. But Leon, in lunchtime, when we're not taking up time.
Thank you. I will point out that by your definition, every board member at the time when they're up for renewal. I would like to now raise the question that I served notice I would raise an hour ago or half an hour ago. In the previous statement, the ALAC said we could support the member model, essentially implying if it was the general consensus of the. I believe there are significant other models available today that might be acceptable to the CCWG, and under those, I am proposing that the ALAC withdraw its support of the member model under today's understanding. We could change back someday if we. Is there any discussion among the current ALAC member? Further discussion, because we've had significant discussion. Seeing no hands, Eduardo, go ahead.
Yes, the reason that we are voting, this is Eduardo Barr for the record. The reason we are voting for this now is because what? Because, I mean, does it matter if we said it's a membership? I mean, if they decided the way it is, does that mean that that's the only thing that we are about, the membership? Or, you know, if we retract, oh, that we're going to go ahead.
When you finish your question, I'll try to answer.
Oh, the reason we're voting for getting this comment that we said about membership, because that's the only thing that we said that we were going to do. Or
in our last statement, we said we would support the membership model, which was the proposal made by the CCWG, published in August. Because at that point, it seemed to have very large support and nothing else very large support. So we said we are not going to be the one dissenting party that refuses to support it. I believe, I'm stating a personal position, that there are other acceptable models that may well be acceptable to CCWG today. And by taking this action, we are sending a message to both the CCWG and various other parts of the community that we believe the CCWG should come to closure on something other than the member model. We, you know, should the CCWG reverse itself and say everyone's back on the membership bandwagon, and the board says, yeah, we like membership now, when time comes to approve the final proposal, we could do it. We're not withdrawing an option. Sending a message that we believe at this point in time there are other acceptable things that we think will go forward, sending the message saying we strongly support these other options in favor of anyone else have any issues? Again, current ALAC members. Then I call for a vote of the current ALAC members. Is there anyone who wants to abstain?
Point of order. We do need to state clearly what the question is and then ask the question.
And we will need a seconder, correctly. Sorry, I am trying to jump the gun. The motion is the ALAC withdraws its support membership model as proposed by the CCWG account. Do I have a seconder?
I am a seconder.
To staff, I ask you to keep record of who is in the current ALAC in the room. Do we have any want to abstain? I see no hands. Is there anyone? Sorry. I don't believe anyone has Hajj's proxy unless someone has indicated they have Hajj's proxy. And that was documented to the staff? Then Tijani has Hajj's proxy. Sorry, I wasn't made aware of that. Is there anyone who wishes to vote no? We have a show of hands for those who want to say yes, or show of cards, or whatever. And Tijani has two of them.
Olivier speaking, could we please have a list of the names as you read them, please?
Thank you. With the approval of the past chair, may I adjourn this meeting?
I think we might need a vote on that.
This meeting is, we're not actually adjourned. The ALEC meeting goes on forever. This meeting is called to an end, and we're convening the ALS Criteria and Expectation Task Force meeting in this room starting immediately.
Can we leave our computers?